Our lesson is based on competency level 7.7, writing official letters. There are two types of letters, personal letters and official letters. Personal letters are written to your friends and relatives. Who do we write official letters to? We write them to officials, higher authorities, and organizations. As we write formal letters to unknown people, we use a serious tone or serious language. Remember, it is one item of your O-level paper. Children, please take out your activity sheet and let's try the activities given. Activity 1. Here's the format of an official or formal letter. Match the letters with the parts of the letter. Okay, let's read the parts first. Receiver's address, date, body of the letter, including introduction, content, and conclusion, closing, sender's signature or name, sender's address, salutation, topic or subject. Let's see that again. Receiver's address, date, body of the letter, including introduction, content, and conclusion, closing, sender's signature or name, sender's address, salutation, topic or subject. Formal letters, we write two addresses, sender's address and receiver's address. If I'm writing the letter, I'm the sender. So, I write my address on top as the first part. Secondly, we write receiver's address or person to whom we are writing. Who are the receivers in a formal letter? Yes, officials, higher authorities, and organizations. Receiver's address is written with his post or designation on top. For example, we write the manager, Lake House Bookshop. Children, remember to use capitals where necessary. Thirdly, we write salutation in a formal letter. If I know it's a gentleman, I write, "Dear sir." If I know it's a lady, I write, "Dear madam." If I know the lady or the gentleman personally, I write, "Dear Mr. Silva" or "Dear Mrs. Pereira." Children, when you write "Dear sir," don't forget to write both D and S in capitals. D and S in "Dear Sir" are in capitals. The next part of the official letter is the subject or topic. We write official letters to request, to inform, to complain, etc. The topic is written and underlined. Then the body of the letter. It includes introduction, content, and conclusion. After that, the closing of the letter. We write the closing as yours faithfully, yours truly, or yours sincerely. Be careful when you spell yours. It is Y-O-U-R-S, yours, not Y-O-U-R apostrophe S. Finally, the name or the signature of the sender. Now you know the format of an official letter. So, let's check the answers for activity 1 in your activity sheet. A is sender's address. That is the example. B is date. C is receiver's address. D is salutation. E is topic. F is body. It includes introduction, content, conclusion. G is closing of the letter. H is sender's name or signature. How many have you got correct? Well done. Now let's go to activity 2. There is a letter of request. Write the letter A, B, C according to the format. I think it must be very easy for you now. Let's see the first one, the example. Request for a loan to start a self-employment. The matching letter is E. Yes, it is the topic or the subject. You can see it is underlined and first letters of important words are in capitals. Next one, yours faithfully. The matching letter is G. It is closing. Number 100 Paramulla Road, Mathara. It is A. Sender's address. I am writing this letter to request a loan from your bank. It is the body of the letter. Part of the body. It is introduction. So, the matching letter is F. I have thought of starting a small business to make flower pots as a self-employment. I would like to know your interest rates and maximum amount you can offer. There's a lot of content, so that is F, the body of the letter. I would be grateful if you can send me the details and an application. That is the conclusion in the body of the letter. So the letter is F. Next one, Dear Sir. It is salutation. So, what is the matching letter? It is D. Next, the date 14/5/2021. It matches with the letter B. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you. Both come under the body of the letter. Next one, the manager, Community Bank, Mathura. It is the receiver's address and matches with letter C. Malathi Piyananda. That is letter H. Now, write the letter of request properly. There's a space given for you. You can use the space and write the letter of request in the proper manner. Now you know the format of the letter. You recognize part of the letter. So you can write the letter of request in the correct way. Now we move on to activity 3. Let's read the activity. Your English teacher asked you to read some English storybooks after the exam. Write a letter to the manager of the Sarasavi bookshop, Mathura, asking for information about the books. Use about 100 words. Include the names of the books available, the prices and discounts, mode of delivery. The letter is written, but some words are missing. Fill in the correct word and complete the letter in the activity. Before going to the activity, can you tell me, children, who is the sender? It is you. Who is the receiver? The manager of the Sarasavi bookshop. What is your subject? Asking information or requesting information. Let's see how it has been written. Let's fill the blanks now. Number 33, Gold Road, Kumbalgama, 25/2021. The manager, Sarasavi bookshop, Mathura. Dear Sir, requesting information about books. Information is the word that should come into the blank. I am writing this letter to blank information. I am writing this letter to request information about some story books. As our English teacher asked us to read some story books after the exam, I need to buy some books from your bookshop. I blank be happy. What is the correct word? I would be happy if you could send me the names of the books available in your bookshop, the prices of the book, and the mode of delivery. I am blank if you could give me a reasonable discount too. I am glad if you could give me a reasonable discount too. I am looking forward to hearing from you. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Yours faithfully, Sasitha. Now let's move on to activity 4. It is for you to write a letter. Read the question. You need to buy a laptop for your online classes. Write a letter to the manager of Aban's company, Tangol, asking for information about the laptop computers. Use about 100 words. Include different types of laptop computers, prices and discounts, mode of delivery. Children, who is the sender of this letter? It is you. Who is the receiver? Yes, manager of Aban's company. What is the main purpose of the letter? Asking for information about the laptop computers. You can now write the letter following the guideline. I will read a model letter for you. Listen. Number 30, Kalidasa Road, Mathara. 30th June 2021. The manager, Aban's company, Mathara. Dear sir, requesting information about the laptop computers. I am writing this letter to request information about the laptop computers. During this pandemic period, we are having many online classes. So, I am in need of a laptop computer to participate my classes. I would be happy if you could send me the details of different types of computers, the prices, and mode of delivery. I am glad if you could give me a reasonable discount too. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Yours faithfully, Amali. Now we have come to the end of the program. Today we discussed about writing letters for official purpose, the format of the letter, and how to write the letter. Hope you learn to write it correctly and appropriately. I presented the lesson on behalf of Department of Education, Southern Province. I am Samanthi Gamachige, the ISA English in Akurasa Educational Zone. Thank you for being in the program. Good luck.